With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The top-ranked golfer Scottie Scheffler is arrested before climbing the PGA Championship leaderboard. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
He was arrested for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and not following police directions.
I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before one of my tee times.
He was booked into jail at 7:28 a.m. and was released and arrived at Valhalla at 9:12 a.m.
My main focus after getting arrested was wondering if I could be able to come back out here and play. And, fortunately, I was able to do that.
Police say a pedestrian was hit by a bus on the road leading to Valhalla Golf Club. ESPN says Scheffler drove past a police car and was chased down and cuffed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Also at SRNnews.com, severe thunderstorms hit southeastern Texas for the second time this month. And Houston's mayor says at least seven people have died. The storm system moved through swiftly, but flood watches and warnings remain for Houston and areas to the east. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says they were a bit surprised after aerial surveillance of the damage.
What we found in our flyover is actually good news, is that the damage does not seem to be nearly as catastrophic as we thought it would be.
Audio courtesy KTRK. The National Weather Service is confirming a tornado touchdown in the Cypress area northwest of Houston as those massive storms roll through the region. Officials rate the storm as an EF1 with winds at 110 miles an hour. They confirm damage in downtown Houston and in Baytown was caused by straight-line winds. Actor Dabney Coleman has died at the age of 92. His daughter told reporters he passed away peacefully at his home Thursday. He's well known for roles in 9 to 5, Tootsie, You've Got Mail, and War Games, just to name a few. This is SRN News. A Mississippi health care provider takes on the Biden administration.
Macomb Children's Clinic in Tylertown has filed suit over the federal government's decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the Affordable Care Act. It's all about transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the clinic, says the Biden administration will, quote, force doctors to do harm by providing unnecessary procedures that remove healthy body parts and prescribing puberty blockers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
65 years after a communist government officially declared Cuba to be an atheist country, religion seems omnipresent there. The bells toll on churches and Jews celebrate Sabbath dinner openly, but critics say Cuba is still falling short on religious tolerance. State Department has designated the island nation a country of particular concern for engaging in or tolerating severe violations of religious freedom. This is SRN News. Tick season is getting underway.
Tick season is starting, and some researchers say the tick population this year will be equal to or larger than last year. Very bad and getting worse is how one CDC expert puts it. Experts warn in particular about a common black-legged tick, which is found mainly in forests and spreads Lyme disease. What can you do to protect yourself? Well, take particular note of areas where the grass starts to turn into woods. Ticks could be waiting. Try to walk in the middle of paths, wear light-colored clothing, and use EPA-registered insect repellents. I'm Rita Foley.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who's become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline, who lives with his human family near the campus. More details at srnnews.com.